The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Kicks for Kids Day benefiting the kids at the Mary's Place locations and shelters in our area. The idea is to put a brand new pair of shoes on 400 kids for the new year, as they'll be able to have the confidence when they go back to schools to walk with the shoes they want. Chucks, yeah. Vans, Nikes, whatever it is.
Unlike me when I was a child.
So, Mike, we've got some donations that have come in here within the last few minutes.
Yes, we have indeed. Our friend Marlo donated $50 to Kicks for Kids.
Nice.
Ian with another $50. And our old friend Suzanne from the 884 came through with a $300 donation.
All right,
to Kicks for Kids.
Very cool.
Currently sitting at that $16,625 of our $20,000 goal.
Okay, we need $800 more before the end of this hour.
Yes.
So please, donate what you can now at KISW.com. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
You're not going to be happy, Miles.
Okay.
Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
God.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Eastwood, what are you doing, man?
The rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated. 20 days ago, after 59 years of smoking, because I've been smoking since 12 years old, I found out that I have the worst case of emphysema in the world.
Oh, man.
And I lost my breath, and I went over laying on the horn, and the neighbor come over, and he had a Buteron, and he gave it to me, and I took about 5 hits of that, and I recovered, went to the emergency, found out I had emphysema, and I'm recovering. So
I always thought that Buteron was a transformer. I guess I'm wrong.
How you feel now? Are you feeling better?
Paul's talking terms. I'm going to talk terms with you. I want to tell you one of the story I got about Seafair, and you let me tell it, I'm going to donate $5 to Kicks for Kids.
All right. Cool.
So, you didn't ask me if I'm sober or not.
Well, are you sober or not sober?
I'm staying sober. I'm sitting here prepping some Pilato from Peace Valley Farms to make me a joint when I'm through here.
Okay.
And relax me out. So, anyway, here's my story. I'm working up at Pepsi Fueling. I mean, fueling, I was a fleet mechanic. And I'm in the yard, and they've got this truck that comes in, and he's going to pull my ground tank, the stuff out of the diesel ground tank, and filter them through the filter system he's got. And he's got his pump in there, and it's broke. You know, he's these bolts. And so I go, you know, and I'm a free flyer. You know, I go out to fix trucks. I go wherever I want. So I go, hey, I'll take you over to Tacoma Screw. And I'm driving with this guy over to Tacoma Screw, and he's sitting in the car, and he starts talking. You know, I talk, you know, but he starts talking over me, and he goes, you know what I'm going to do? He says, I'm going to get me a hydroplane and put 3 engines in it, and I'm going to go race Unlimited. And I'm like, you know, I've been watching hydroplane race. When I was 1975, I got hit by a cop car, my leg broke. Pasco, I was over there, went on turn 3 and 4, and took on the back over, and it flipped. My mom loved Bill Muncie. You know, we always thought he was a cheater, you know. And Muncie had the first turbine boat that Muncie ran. And he would start out there, you know, they have the time, you got to get the clock. And he would be behind the field, and then after turn 1, he would swamp boats and be penalized. And anyway, so then she came in, I was sleeping in a bed party in the house, and she's got my ounce of pot. And so anyway, you know, we're a Seafair family, man, and a hydroplane family. And then this guy, we get in there, I'm thinking, this guy's crazy. I asked him questions like, how are you going to do a tranny, you know, to hook 3 engines together and stuff, and explain to me. The guy goes up, he's signing his name, and the guy was Fred Leland. Now, Fred Leland was after Bernie Little died, he was the winningest owner of hydroplane races in history.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it was like, I'm with the god of hydroplanes, you know, I mean. And so I went and bought him pizzas, and we went back to work, and everybody come in. I'm like, you know who this is? This is Fred Leland. And so, anyway, that's my story. But kids, you guys were, I also want to say, like, back in the day, down by the domes down there, you know, in Seattle, they had St. Vincent de Paul, the basement of that. They had a big-ass giant grizzly bear, about 14-foot tall stuff. They had kind of like a museum in there, and then they had like the old boy Alberto about three hydros down there. You know, I used to love when I was a kid to go down there and check them boats out. But anyway, I heard you guys talk on Wednesday about the pilots. And then one more thing. I lived in Tukwila, south end of Boeing Field. And one time I went and watched all the guys get on the planes, you know, and all the regimentation and uniform, you know, the pilots got in. And then every time Steve Kerr come in, them planes would come in 500 foot over my house, right over my head, you know, wow. One after the other. And they come in for a long
time. I'll tell you what, if you donate for Kicks for Kids now, we'll make Eastwood stop talking. Head to KISW.com right now. Donate what you can.
That was the end of my story.
I know.
And so
you're pretty excited about Seafair.
Ted, Thrill, Mike, Ben the Psycho Muppet who's gone. I love all you guys, man.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Eastwood.
We appreciate it, man.
Love you too, bud.
Oh, man, the donations are coming in fast.
Yeah, no, I'll call right in after. I'll go online and Kicks for Kids and post my money when we're down here.
Hey, thank you, man. Yeah, we do appreciate that.
Yeah, everybody appreciates that, brother.
No problem, man. I God's graced me with goodness, so I'm spreading the wealth, you know.
And emphysema, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, Eastwood, listen.
I bought me an oxygen Boston's Raider, and I'm breathing my oxygen, and it's bringing me around, so okay. I'm cool.
All right, well, Eastwood, look, it is Kicks for Kids Day. Thank you again for your generous donation forthcoming. So with that in mind, here's a question about shoes. It's multiple choice, all right? So the question is... Everyone's familiar with Doc Martens, the boots, and now they've expanded to other things. Man, somebody had this chick had this cool-ass pair of, I don't know, man, they're like slip-ons, but they were Docs.
Huh.
They were cool. I'm not a big fan of slip-ons, but I'm like, all right, those are badass. Anyway,
I don't know if I trust chicks in Doc Martens.
Don't for more than two nights, but it's a good two nights, brother. That was my experience in my 20s. That's all I'm saying. All right. So who was Doc Martin? Was he a shoe store owner? Was he a tire maker? Was he a World War II surgeon, or was he a professor at Oxford? So, a shoe store owner, tire maker, World War II surgeon, or professor at Oxford?
I don't know. I'll just make the guess at a surgeon.
What a dude! He does it best.
I know. All right, Eastwood, look, before we let you go, I'll probably regret that. We got a, since you're one and done, man, we got a 50-50 question for you. So let's see. True or false, the entire continent of South America is east of Michigan. The entire continent of South America is east of Michigan. True or false?
The entire continent of South America is east of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
See, you guys are East Coast guys. So you know that better than me. I'm a Seattleite. Rises in the east.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't miss. You got it.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
How long do you guys think it took him to go one and done? I got the actual
time. He takes longer. Okay. From the time we answered his call until the time he went one and done.
I'm going to go from the time that we answered until the time that you just hung up.
One and done. 4.5 minutes.
It's got to be higher. I'll say 542. 542. Miles and a guess on how long.
I'm just amazed he has emphysema and he still talks.
So to get his actual one question right, took him 6.5 minutes.
Good job, Eastwood. It is the Eastwood way.
I didn't even ask him about the poll because I didn't want to go down that road.
No!
Well, you know, he'll feel it. I don't know. Sardines. He's a fish for sardines in Southeast Asia. When I was 14 years old, working on a boat. Sardine fisherman it was.
I was going to recommend maybe trying an edible with the emphysema.
But again, if you say something, you add another 90 seconds of conversation.
I was going to take liver because maybe to help repair mine, but I didn't do it.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Craig, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I love Eastwood and I love his stories, but I was.
So you're not sober?
I was.
All right, Craig, I follow you.
Well said.
All right, Craig.
That's fair.
Eat one every day for a year. Anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
Well, word on the street, you can mix tofu with a little bit of everything, so I'm going that route.
All right. You can.
Got it.
You really can. It's just, I don't know why it's there, but yeah, you can mix it. Why do people eat tofu? I'm not even, like, poo-pooing. I'm just saying, like, it tastes like whatever you put it with, so why are you
and
putting it
And that's kind of why. For some, it's a vegetarian option, but I'm not going to lie, dude. I'll go downstairs to our little buffet area down there, and they've got some tofu that's in there, and I'll throw that in.
Oh, just, the building over there?
Yeah.
Really?
Just because I like the
texture?
Now, granted, it's an Asian deal, so it's full of all kinds of sweet
and sour
good stuff
in there. If I'm going to eat tofu, it's going to be an Asian dish.
Hell yeah.
That's for sure.
And they do it right, dude. It's really good over there.
You know what I do like
it's
tofu?
Like deep fried. It's
if
fantastic.
I get miso soup. They put a little itty bitty cubes of tofu.
I don't like it in there.
Really?
No.
Jeez, man.
Sorry, dude. He tried to help.
I know. I thought I'd throw my one tofu thing that I can eat.
How do you like miso soup?
What do you mean? It tastes like salty broth, man.
It's got weeds in it.
It's awesome.
But seaweed, look, I'll eat seaweed.
Yes, you will.
I'm down with the fish vegetarian diet.
The only damn green thing you'll eat.
You don't like miso soup?
It's fine. I don't go gaga for it.
Oh, really? I love it. I really enjoy it. I like
the seaweed. I like the tofu.
Yeah, me too. Golly, you guys are both sick.
In fact, I'll eat a seaweed salad. It just tastes like sesame oil.
You like bone broth?
It's fine. It's
really?
Look, this is coming from the plain guy. It's nothing to write home about. It's bone broth. It needs more.
Wow.
It's just hot water that tastes good.
But tea.
No, it's broth.
But tea tastes like ass. I mean, people drink tea, and I'm like, really, man? You put some dried ass leaves, some garden clippings in a bag.
But you put it in a mug and water, drink it.
But it tastes like crap. The bone broth at least tastes good.
I like bone broth.
You know what bone broth
tea.
Is?
I don't like your tofu.
It's meat tea. That is what bone broth is. It is meat tea. Yes.
God.
What, that doesn't sound good?
Kind of like when people make that catnip tea for their cats. That's just you for meat tea.
Yeah, I'm gaga for meat tea. Call it bone broth if you want, brother. It's meat tea to me.
Meat tea. I like watching my little buddy Potato with his, he's a cat, when he's got his nip out.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My old cat used to get like Zen Buddhist with this stuff, man. It'd sit up on two legs, paws up, kind of like that waving kitty that you find at like the Asian restaurant. He would just for like 4 hours. Just staring out the door. I'm like, homeboy is zoned out.
And he's doing great.
He is fantastic. All right, here is your question, Craig. According to the Bible, how many people were on the ark?
Oh, wow.
How many? All those animals. How many people?
It wasn't many.
No, it was not many.
A lot of people thought he was crazy.
I'm throwing this out. Three.
Is it five?
More.
12. No, there was a handful of people that showed up. I'm going to say seven.
Eight people on the ark. All those.
It was Noah and his family, and then a couple other people showed up.
And again, just going
stragglers.
Just going from the depictions of Noah's ark, it's like, Noah, yeah, one job. It's two male lines, brother. This is not going to help.
God, what was the smell of that thing?
You know what it smelled like. It smelled like the zoo if the zoo were indoors. It
smelled like me after I blew up the middle stall.
Oh, man. God, yeah. You smelled like farm animals.
Okay, we hit our $1,000 goal.
Yeah! All right.
KISW.com. Kicks for kids. Come on. We're still not in our goal. We're just doing an hourly goal. So if we could get more, man, $800 will go a long way.
Hell yeah. Nathan donated $50. Jim donated $100 to Kicks for Kids. We got Logan says, Ola, thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to help these kids out before school. You guys are great people. Rock on that from, I believe it's Wesh's Landscape and Home Improvement. I apologize,
if
I said that wrong. And then Jacob donated $25. Every dollar counts, y'all.
It really does.
Still looking for your donation there, Eastwood.
All right, Craig, here's your question. What company coined the influential ad slogan, quote, a diamond is forever?
Oh, that's Zales.
It is not Zales.
Is it De Beers?
It is De Beers.
De Beers.
All right, Craig, what type of pastry is traditionally boiled before it's baked?
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Clearly, we're fans of it.
Before it's baked?
It is boiled before it is baked. Yes.
Sometimes.
You used to get one down the street, yeah?
I did, and then they went away.
Is that technically a pastry?
Well,
it is.
Wild guess, but it's my favorite. I'm going to say apple fritter.
Ah, it's a bagel.
Fritter. Good call.
I do like to hunker down on a fritter.
Mm. You make it sound sexual.
Fritters and Miller Lite.
Hey, let me see your lady fritter.
You got apple fritters and Miller Lite. I'm basically your best friend.
Yeah, I'll definitely crush some apple fritters. That's true. All right, your question. In 2007, Jim Carrey starred in a film in which his character was obsessed with what number?
Oh, yeah. Odd number to be obsessed with.
But it's the name of the movie, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
In 2007?
Yeah, it came out in 2007, and it was more of a drama, horror, suspense, whatever you want to call it. But Jim Carrey, he was obsessed with this particular number.
Not the
after
best movie.
Dumb and Dumber and Round Pet or Pet Detective Time, we'll say 7.
23.
Number 23.
So what was the whole thing? He's just obsessed with it, or was there a reason why he was obsessed?
It was one of those where, you know, if you look around you no matter what, the number 23 follows.
Sure.
It's one of those where as long as you convolute the math and the numbering you can make just it work. Right, you can make anything equal 23.
Mm-hmm. I make everything equal 69. I'm like, baby, I'm telling you, it's a sign.
And I forget how it ended. Spoiler alert. There was some sort of underground society.
42.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's my nerd.
So that's why Michael Jordan wore 23?
Exactly. Exactly. That's why his eyes are yellow. Clearly, he's not human.
Oh.
Seriously, man, there's something about him. I'm just like, why do your eyes glow in the dark? All right.
That's how I place it well.
Yeah. Your question, a boto, B-O-T-O, a boto refers to a dolphin found where?
My goodness gracious, these are hard questions today.
It sounds hard. Don't overthink it, right? So you got your typical bottlenose dolphins, et cetera, et cetera. There's a certain dolphin we're never going to see here in the States, but there's this one part of the world where this type of dolphin exists.
Australia.
Is this the pink dolphin of the Amazon?
Pink dolphin of the Amazon.
All right.
Which was my nickname when... Oh, never mind.
I thought it was an anagram, bottom of the ocean.
Oh, bottom. And boto.
Want to see my pink dolphin?
All right.
That would be so strange to ask a girl.
A pink dolphin. Yes, it would be.
Want to see my pink dolphin?
All right, your question.
Look at the blowhole.
Play your cards right, you might see the pink dolphin tonight.
Yeah, that marshmallow got recalled from Lucky Charms.
I added the dorsal fin.
Your question, red stripe beer originates in what country?
Ariman.
Yeah, red stripe. Okay.
Hooray, beer.
I mean, that was their ad.
Is there anything else in the beer?
Germany.
Ah, Jamaica.
Jamaica.
All right, Craig, question number 7.
Question number 7. Halley's Comet can be seen from Earth about once every how many years?
Brent from Shinedown saw it.
You know, they're in town tomorrow. We should get his ass on the show.
Did you see the comment for real?
Yeah, 35.
Ooh. Where were you when you 75. Saw Halley's Comet?
I want to say Mark Twain was born the day that Halley's Comet kind of showed up and then died the next time Halley's Comet came around.
That sounds about right.
Can we see if we can get Brent? I was talking to Castle today. Oh, that's next week.
Next week, okay.
Next week. Yeah, they're in town. They're climate pledge on Friday.
Get them all in here.
Yeah, why not, man? See if Barry will make us some.
Oh,
some
dang.
Food. What?
Yeah, I don't.
What, Mark Twain?
I obviously have not listened to our ads. I kind of forgot they were here next Friday. I'm like, I'm about to go to that show.
Yeah, we should get his ass in there, man. Craig, we're counting on you to get Brent from Shinedown on our show.
Make it happen, Craig.
Come on, Craig. All right. Here's your question. What is Pokemon an abbreviation of?
It's not a pink dolphin, but it's close.
It's not a pink dolphin. It could be a euphemism for your penis.
Still past my generation, but...
It all kind of sounds... It's like if you took this phrase and squished it and made Pokemon.
Took this phrase and squished it. I'm just like, oh, shit.
And it could be a nickname for your penis. That's not even a joke. Sadly, I'm not joking.
Dang it. I want to say something stupid. Give me another hint.
Split it in two. You got Pokemon. Both of them have an extension of those words that...
Yeah. It's not a Jamaican guy offering you a bowl of fish.
Right. They create what it is.
She wants some Pokemon.
That'd be Snapper.
Poker man. I don't know. I'm lost.
Pocket monster. I told you, you can nickname your penis that, and they're like, okay.
Question 9, Craig, you got to nail this, or you're going to be the biggest dummy.
Would you like to see me Pokemon?
Or all the right. Pocket monster.
Your question.
Pikachu.
What is the more common name for sound navigation and ranging?
Sonar.
Got it. He's on
nice
it.
Nice job.
There you go.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCKS.
You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
So far, you have helped raise over $200,000 over the last few years for the kids of Mary's Place and their shelters. Kids for Kids Day is today. So the goal is to get some new shoes for 400 kids at the stay at the shelters in Mary's Place.
Yep.
They've got various ones throughout the area, but the idea to give them a brand new pair of shoes so that when they go back to school, they have the confidence they need to walk down the halls and feel good about themselves. They also get to pick out the brand of shoe that they want.
Which is huge.
Now, the goal is $20,000. We're going to try to raise as much as possible.
Yeah, man.
That way they have a little extra spillover, if we can do that, for the rest of the year. That way, if they need anything else, that they have that money to determine and allot it to the kids who need it.
Yeah.
So please donate now, KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Sean, thank you for waiting patiently.
Yes. Are you sober or not sober?
I am sober driving at work.
All right, Sean. Okay, Sean, our men's room
He's a getaway driver, yes. By the way, for bank robbers, just so people know.
Yes. You're going to eat one every day for a year. You taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
Anchovies.
I'm right there with
you. Do you actually like anchovies?
Well, no, but I'd have them in a Caesar salad like you guys were talking about.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's your question. General William Howe commanded the British Army in what war?
The Revolutionary War?
One and done.
Wow.
One right. And done. But before we let you go, I'm going to ask you a true or false question. True or false? The word for a group of pugs is a snort. For a group of pugs.
Let's go with true.
No, believe it or not, the name for a group of pugs is a grumble.
A grumble.
A grumble.
They look grumbly.
That's exactly. You have, like, if it's a group of giraffes, it's a tower of giraffes.
Yeah.
It's a murder of crows, an unkindness of ravens, a grumble of pugs. It just works.
Isn't it also a, what's owls? It's like a...
Oh, they have a pretty good one.
It's a hoot.
A hoot.
Like a constitution or a congress or a...
It might be congress.
What's the European word for a...
It's something that sounds important.
A parliament?
A parliament. Parliament, yes.
Whole delicious cigarette.
Yes, well, they all smoke.
Yes. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Adam, it says here you donated $300 to Kicks for Kids.
Correct, sir.
Awesome.
Well done, Adam. Man.
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober after Easterwood.
No one is, Adam. No one ever is. Okay, Adam, you're going to eat one every day for a year. Are you taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
I'll take anchovies every day and put them on my pizza.
All right.
Very good. Do you cook them on the pizza or do you put them on the top after?
I put them on before I cook them.
Oh, ooh, man.
And
oh,
you're a man. Never would do that.
Hey, can I get a favor from you guys?
Sure.
Since I donated that money, can you guys play Run to the Hills?
Yes, we can.
Damn right.
You're absolutely right. We can.
Yeah.
Sure.
Castle, I'm sorry. I'm going to make this decision. I'm doing it.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it.
That's a good song to play.
If he gets mad, he doesn't like kids. I mean, that's on Castle. That's right. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
How's he supposed to run if he doesn't have shoes, Castle?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And why does everyone run to my house when this song is played? All right. Here's your question. What car company?
Damn it. So I never thought about that.
It's
yeah,
right.
You're right.
My mother used to, when I was a kid, it used to drive me crazy because I hated the movie, I hate the song, but every once in a while she would break into The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music. And I mean, I know, it was her little thing. She thought it was so funny. Me and my brother both like, you want to stab her with a fork or should I? Like, this has got to end. All right. Your question, what car company was named for the founder of Detroit?
Ford?
Dodge.
Nope, I don't know.
Hold on.
So the car company was named after the founder of
DeLorean.
The city of Detroit. No?
Well, makes sense. Tight. DeLorean.
Oh, General Motor.
Yes, it was General Motor. I'm kidding. No. Cadillac.
Cadillac.
And if you're like me, you learned that a guy with the last name Cadillac founded the city of Detroit.
That's why it looks so nice over there.
Yes.
Standard of American luxury.
Damn right.
Not the city, the car. All right. Your question, B.B. King named his guitar, and Negan from The Walking Dead named his bat what?
Before I go, I will see you guys on the 6th.
Nice, man.
Oh, very good.
3 days after my neck surgery, I'll be in a neck brace. Look for me.
Okay.
I'll remember that.
All right, Adam.
It is Lucille.
It is.
All right, before we let you go, would you have gotten that without Negan?
Negan.
I would have gotten that from B.B. King.
All right, excellent.
You can also
man.
Send a delicious beer from Georgetown.
That is a solid beer.
Yes, it is.
Guy that played Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I think he's actually from here. I think he's from Tacoma. He's a massive Seahawks fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wild pick. He's in so many different things. He's even in The Boys, but he's, yeah big Seattle guy.
Huh, I would not have known that. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Oh, nah. Jason, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is from Kirkland, by the way.
Ah, Kirkland.
Oh, there we go. Right. I knew he was from up here.
Oh, he can get Coke. All right, Jason.
And bedazzled jeans.
Yeah, men's room poll. Eat one every day for a year. Anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu. At least he knows a guy.
Yeah. I like my anchovies, but I couldn't do it every day, man. I got to go with tofu.
Tofu.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jason, here's your question. Who is the main character of the Hunger Games books and movies?
I never watched it, read it. Bob.
Bob, so close. So
Katniss
close.
Katniss Everdeen.
Yes, Katniss Everdeen.
What a weird-ass name.
Katniss?
Katniss.
Well, I mean, they're in a weird-ass time, all things. I like that that's what you gleaned out of this.
Well, nobody had a regular name, I guess.
I couldn't name another character.
I forget the other kid's name.
That ugly little kid that liked her.
Yeah.
God, I don't know what it is about that actor's face. I just don't like him. He seems like a nice guy.
He's got a very blockish head.
There's something about him where I'm like, I don't like that dude.
Hutchinson.
He's done nothing. Yeah, somebody Hutchinson.
It starts with a P.
He's done nothing wrong. I just see his face and I'm like, I want to punch that. Much like your friends, Ted, want to beat up Fred Savage's brother.
Acquaintances,
yes. All right, your question. What is the Hebrew word for peace? Used both as a greeting and a farewell. Hint, it's not aloha.
No, I'm pretty sure. Is that L'chaim?
Shalom.
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 Ah,
okay. That wasn't a bad guess, though.
Miles, what's Shabbat?
I feel like you hear Shabbat. That's the Friday night where you, when the sun goes down, you turn off all your electricity after you eat. You don't use electricity until the next day. The kids go to bed and the parents have sex.
But is it, I thought there was a saying with Shalom, like Shalom Shabbat. Or,
but I think there's not Shabbat. I think you say it like per the day. Right. So you'd always say Shalom, it's like saying hello. So when you say Shalom, then you say Shabbat. So it's like hello or goodbye Friday, depending what side of it you're on.
I celebrate it every Friday. Lights out, let's.
My kids go through this every Hanukkah. The wife's lighting all the candles. Now, it's amazing because they actually remember what the prayer is. I have no idea what it is.
All right.
But the first year they did it.
Haro kata.
Right. If you don't know Hebrew, dude, it does not flow naturally.
Haro kata.
Yeah. So the kids are saying it, and I can see my wife like, are they trying to be funny? I'm like, baby, no. They don't know it. Now they're very smooth with every prayer that they say. All right, your question. Which continent is the natural habitat of the ostrich?
Australia?
You got it. Oh, it's Africa.
Africa. The emu is Australian.
That's right.
That's why emus call you mate. If you ever see one, hey, mate, you go, oh, right, Australian.
Like a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah. All right, your question. Facebook was originally limited to students at what university?
Harvard.
Okay. Nice job.
Didn't they do that to rape girls or something like that?
They did. It was basically going to be a directory of women.
Which cracks me up because it's what's-his-face, Zucker. My brother, you are not in position
to have
an opinion
of
what a chick looks like. Because you are about the ugliest, plainest-looking pile of dough.
I think it was the Van Twinkle Brothers.
Ever been pooped into a T-shirt. Just saying.
Okay. Oh, do we have Dennis on the line?
Wait for it.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey there. Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. How are you? Dennis from the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Dennis is the one responsible for coats for kids.
Yes, indeed.
Which we do every winter to get warm coats on kids in need. USA-made coats as well. Dennis, how you been, man?
I'm doing great. Hey, it's just an honor to get back on with you guys. I mean, on a personal note, I love your show. I love the dad jokes. I love everything about what you guys do, and it's awesome. Okay. So.
How many of those dad jokes have you repeated either to children or just in general?
A lot. And some of those, probably should not be saying in mixed company, you know, but I like them. I think they're great. So, yeah, enjoy it.
I feel like they're firehouse approved.
Yeah, I'm sure in firehouse they're fine.
Yeah, my wife doesn't always like my sense of humor, and so I get her in the truck or something. We're heading somewhere, and I got you guys on, and she just kind of she starts chuckling, so I know she's enjoying it. So it's great.
All right, good. And by the way, if you are married, your wife will never enjoy your humor all the time. It's an impossibility.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a rule. She says if you think it's funny, it's not, so don't say it. So, okay, it's, yeah.
We'll say it for you.
What did the firemen say when the church was on fire?
What'd they say?
Holy smoke!
There we go. There we go.
Sorry. Yeah. Don't use that one with the fire guys. I just
No. That's good. That's good. Okay. So, yeah. Hey, you mentioned Coach for Kids, and that's not too far off. You know, for us for doing that. But I know you guys, your radio station, I know Taryn Daly and Migs, they're doing the promotion for, you know, Kicks for Kids, putting shoes on, you know, kids who are in need. And this morning, you know, we jumped on and we gave a $2,500 contribution to them, trying to get you guys to that $20,000 mark. Yeah. And we want to give another $2,500 to you guys this afternoon. And that's going to be $5,000 in total. Hopefully it gets you guys to that $20,000 mark. That's really what we're trying to do here.
Dennis, we're at $20,298. We hit the mark because of you.
Right.
We got on it, man. Thank you so much.
That is great news. I'm so glad. You know, I mean, a lot of these kids, you know, you put a pair of shoes on them, it changes completely their demeanor. They get confidence. You know, we put a coat on them, the same thing. They put a big smile on their face. And, you know, on behalf of our organization, you know, it's 9,000 of us firefighters, union firefighters across the state of Washington, you know, paramedics, EMTs. You know, we've got Boeing firefighters. We've got, you know, different groups through all over, you know, and we're just really, really thankful for what we have and just a way to give back a little bit. And we just really value the friendship and relationship we have with you guys.
Yo,
it's
you
just
too,
awesome.
Dennis.
Look, man.
Dude, you got to step up every year. Yeah. It means the world, dude. It's fantastic.
I was going to say, Dennis, come out to our 20th anniversary party on September 6th. We'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, Black Raven of Woodinville.
You know what? And I had it on my calendar because September 6th is my anniversary.
Yeah, we don't care.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, bring her away. Bring her. We'll hit on her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm afraid of that. That's probably one reason I won't. No, but it's something we talked about doing because I really want to get out there and just kind of, you know, hang with you guys for a little bit.
It's going to be a great day. We got three bands, man. We got a stage inside. We've got everything set up and ready to go. We'll have the beers will obviously be there.
And if you show up, then we can do pyro.
Yeah, the Men's Room Beer Brats from Hooli. We'll have the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. It's going to be a good day, man.
Yeah, I sure enjoy the beer that you guys put out there. That's good stuff. You know?
Yes, so, it is. Yes.
Dennis, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, guys. And great show. And thanks for your benevolence. You know, the Rockaholics, they're awesome. And I just really, really proud to be associated with this. So you guys have a great, I know it's Thursday, but have a great, strong Friday. And have a good weekend.
Hey, right on, man.
We appreciate it.
All right, there you go.
You know, awesome. You know, Dennis brings up the fact that the kids have that confidence when they go back to school because they got new shoes on.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
All right, it makes a huge difference. I just bought a pair of shoes 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Every time I put them on, I smile. Even as an adult, I'm like, I got new shoes. These are so comfortable. These are so nice. My feet feel great. Like, I mean, I'm telling you what, if you need a pair of shoes, I didn't really need a pair of shoes. I just bought new shoes because I needed them.
Well, shoes matter. Everyone says, man, you have a lot of shoes. I'm like, I like shoes. And each one's a little bit different, and I'm very selective about which ones I will wear which day, depending on the mood I'm trying to project. So some look absolutely ridiculous, and people say those shoes look ridiculous. I'm like, I know they look ridiculous, but one, you're smiling and I'm happy.
Yep.
You know, exactly. Honestly, it's just that simple.
I had one random drunk chick after the Morgan Wallen show. This was Saturday. I'm wearing my cowboy hat.
Yeah.
She goes, I like your Air Maxes with your cowboy hat. Made my day.
Nice. Well, someone paid attention.
Yeah, you're right. You wear a fresh pair. Like, you stand tall. Yeah, feel better.
You now do, listen. Man. Now listen. The goal was to get shoes for 400 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mary's Place has more kids than that.
Yes, they do.
That was the initial goal. So now that we've reached the goal, let's see what we can do on top of that. Because there's more kids that need shoes at Mary's Place shelters. So we've got the majority of them taken care of. Let's get a little bit more money. That way they can put shoes on every single kid that they've got there. I'll donate now, KISW.com.
Hey, dummy!
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Brandon.
No Brandon.
We'll check back. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Steve, are you sober or not sober?
Now it's over.
What are you doing, man? You drinking a Men's Room IPA? Tell me you are.
Oh, no. I'm just down at the cabin having a couple beers.
Okay. All
right. Oh, nice. Where's the cabin?
Oh, Coopville.
You are not having a couple of beers at a cabin. If I'm at a cabin, like, I'm drinking a case.
Are you there for the weekend?
Yes.
Nice. Oh, okay. So. All right, Steve, you're going to eat one every day for a year in a Men's Room poll. You taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
I've got to go with tofu. You can flavor that with anything.
Okay.
And you sound excited about it.
I know.
That is what tofu does.
Did you take tofu out with you to the cabin? You're in or out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to the cabin and had tofu.
I'm going to make some tofu s'mores. We take two saltine crackers and melt the tofu in between. Oh, the disappointment on the kid's face. You remember it forever.
Fire up the grill, honey. We're making tofu.
Cool. All right. Your question. This one's a little tough, but there were five Marx brothers. Groucho Marx, Chico Marx, Gummo Marx.
Gummo?
Yeah, Gummo. So Groucho, Chico, Gummo, Zeppo, and who?
Oh, she's...
He's probably the second most famous Marx brother behind Groucho.
I honestly don't know, so we'll go with Roy.
Roy. At least guess Royo. He knows all of those.
Yeah.
You've heard of this guy, Ted. Like, it's not going to come to mind. So there was Groucho Marx, Chico Marx, Gummo Marx, Zippo Marx, and Harpo Marx.
Harpo.
I was going to say Carl.
Which is just, Carl Marx, yes. And the Richard. Smart one. Yes. And the musically inclined one, Richard Marx. All right. Your question, Steve.
Who was it?
Harpo.
Oh, it was Harpo.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
sorry.
Just Oprah back.
You were, like, running Harpo. Down. I was like, what?
All right. What is 2000 in Roman numerals?
Is it a famous rapper?
Yes.
Is that Oh, gosh. I feel like I can see it, but I just can't think of the...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Think of a candy.
Think of a candy?
Mm-hmm.
Two popular flavors of this candy. They have tons of them now.
Yeah.
But there were two to start.
John Blank. We'll go with X000 or O.
M&M. So M&M.
Oh,
famous rapper. The candy.
Yeah.
Mike, Snickers.
Yeah.
Mike touched his skin, and I was like, M&M. All right. I saw him going through like, which rapper could it be? It was like white guy.
Rapper. All right, your question is multiple choice. What president signed the bill that began Medicaid benefits? Truman, Roosevelt, Kennedy, or Lyndon B. Johnson?
Can I get the options one more time?
Truman, Roosevelt, Kennedy, or Lyndon B. Johnson? Which would be cool if it was Lyndon B. Trippin.
I'm going to guess Roosevelt.
That would have been my guess. Believe it or not, Lyndon B. Johnson.
Hmm. Or LBJ.
Mm-hmm. All right, another multiple choice question for you. Let's go to the land down under. What actor won Western Australia's Junior Chess Championship at the age of 10? Russell Crowe, Chris Hemsworth, Heath Ledger, or Mel Gibson?
I didn't know any of them's played chess.
I didn't either. But yeah, this dude won it at the age of 10. So you got Russell Crowe, Chris Hemsworth, Heath Ledger, or Mel Gibson?
I'll go with Heath Ledger.
Okay. Boom. Nice job.
One more
contestant?
One more.
Let's do it. Big Dummy is a game. 206-803
round. Big Dummy.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Vizola.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober driving.
Okay. All right, Matt, our men's room poll. Eat one every day for a year. You taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
Got to go with tofu also.
Everybody's taking tofu.
And it's just easy to make it disappear.
Just swallow it.
You can make tofu not the way tofu actually tastes. All right. Here's your question. In how many movies has Anthony Hopkins played Hannibal Lecter? Hannibal.
I believe that's four.
Three. Yep. Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, and Red Dragon. Not a bad guess, though.
Okay.
Hannibal.
You ever heard of Red Dragon?
Hannibal, why do you keep eating people? Fool.
All right, the question. Barbara Gordon is better known as what superhero?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't hear about her much, but she's...
I feel like you hear about her, but you don't really hear from her.
Correct. There you go.
The commissioner's wife?
His daughter. Daughter.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, she's not out there.
I don't know that either.
Good pull from you, Ted, by the way.
I know.
Well done.
Closet nerd.
That's right.
Well, Batman's cool.
Yeah. Any guesses?
I don't have a guess.
Ted just walked you home here.
I mean, Ted got this close. Batgirl.
Batgirl.
She originally went by Bat-S-Girl, and they're like, drop the S.
I had no idea that was Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know if the commissioner knows that his daughter is Batgirl. Is that how that works? Like, he doesn't necessarily know that his daughter
is
Batgirl.
I'm still amazed that Ted knows who Commissioner Gordon is.
I didn't think it would be that obvious.
It is that obvious. By the way, if I'm Batman and she says, hey, I'm Batgirl, I'd be like, hey, lady, listen, man, you can't just steal my mojo.
Right?
Like, you can't just take my name and like, I had a girl because I'm a girl. No, I get it, but right. Like, I'm Batman.
At least Robin did his own thing.
Robin went a little too far the other way. Like, hey, Robin, bro, you couldn't be like Mockingbird or something. Seriously, man.
And then he went to Nightwing.
You went with the Robin. It's too late. It's too late to go by Nightwing. That's like me walking and saying, call me Biff. It's like, it's done.
In the many iterations of the Batman, blah, 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 Commissioner Gordon is aware that his daughter Barbara is Batgirl.
Okay, he is aware. All right. All right, your question. Who is the author of the book Great Expectations?
I gotta walk you home, boss.
He's written a lot of books.
Oliver Twist?
Oliver Twist, Christmas Carol.
That might have been his.
Yeah, I think that was him.
Would that be Charles Dickens?
There you go.
Nice Charles Dickens. Okay. I won't tell you how Mike charaded that out to me. But
I didn't realize what you were saying either.
Big Chuck.
Yeah, you look like you're pointing to your Chuck.
Head chef's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has kids' snacks that adults love at 4:30. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.